sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Welcome to the Wednesday, what is it, February 13th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. The day before Valentine's Day, I hope you get your sweetie something for Valentine's Day. Don't forget, and remember, I reminded you. Now, got a great show coming up for you today. I've got Larry Nichols coming on, The Clinton Chronicles. For all of you who have never seen the documentary on The Clinton Chronicles, I want you to go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. I've got it posted under today's date, The Clinton Chronicles. You definitely want to have a look. This is the guy, The Clinton Chronicles. Larry Nichols was affiliated with Bill Clinton. I believe he was a friend of his. He worked in ADFA, the Arkansas Development Financial Authority, and we're going to take you down the memory trail here back when Bill and Hillary Clinton were occupying the governor's mansion in Arkansas. And Larry is going to enlighten those listeners who don't know that much about the Clintons of who they really are. But I want to also remind people, I posted, and this is two things. First of all, there is going to be a march on Washington. I'm not sure whether it's Memorial Day or whether it's going to be July 4th, but there is going to be a march on Washington for Ron Paul. I'm going to go. John Stadtmiller, from what I understand, is going to go. I want to see as many people there as we can get there, and I'm going to be bringing further details to you as we go here. It's still in the planning stages, but also on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. There's a posting right above the Clinton Chronicles called The Most Important Video on the Net. It's about an 8-minute video, folks, and I want you all to watch it because I think it's a fantastic idea. It's on the Federal Reserve, and it's a protest day. We want to spread this. I want you to copy this video, spread it far and wide, email it to your friends, email it to your neighbors, get the word out there to everybody. It's a protest day on April the 15th. We all wear white armbands. We don't go to work. Well, I'll go to work, but you guys don't go to work, okay? We don't do any shopping, buy any gas, or do anything on that day, and we'll just see how many people are on our side and want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. It'll tell you more about this in this video, but please go into my website today, www.theamericanawakening.org. Watch that video, and if you haven't already seen the Clinton Chronicles, of course you wouldn't have time to do it right now, but at some point after I have Larry Nichols on the show, you'll want to go in and watch the full video, the Clinton Chronicles, because I will not be able with Larry in just the 2 hours that we have here on the show today. I'm going to interview Larry for an hour, then I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to allow you guys to participate with your questions and comments for Larry. Won't have time to go into all of today. There's a much more of it on the Clinton Chronicles, but you definitely, that is a must-see video. What we're going to do today is I'm going to take you on a trip. Well, I'm not, but Larry is. Going to take you on a trip down memory lane. Going to tell you a little bit about the Arkansas Development Financial Authority. Probably get into a little bit on Vince Foster, the Rose Law Firm where Hillary Clinton worked. And remember, now Hillary Clinton is one of the top Democratic candidates for president here. And this is very important that you spread this out to your friends and neighbors, folks, and make sure that they hear this program either live, if you call your friends and neighbors, or on the archive. So if they're thinking about, if they're a woman and thinking about voting for Hillary Clinton, they definitely want to watch the Clinton Chronicles, and they definitely want to hear this broadcast today. Okay, so we'll be back in 3 minutes. I'll have Larry Nichols with me. Stick around. This is going to be a great show. During the break, call your friends, neighbors, barber, your lawyer, your bartender. Call anybody that you can find. Get them up here, folks, because you're going to find out some really, really interesting stuff. See you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
I've been waiting for something to happen.
All right, we're back. Michael Hertzler, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I've been waiting for something to happen, and what's going to happen today is Larry Nichols is going to happen today, folks. And I believe I've got Larry with me. Larry, are you with me?
You bet.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Larry. Listen, for the sake of the listening audience that doesn't know who you are, I gave them a little bit of an update here, but I'd like for you to take just a minute and kind of enlighten my audience as to who you are. And we're going to take a trip down memory lane here back to Arkansas during the Clinton's gubernatorial stint in the governor's mansion there. So tell them a little bit about yourself, Larry.
Well, I met the Clintons in the mid-70s. I was introduced by Jack and Whit Stevens, the owners of Stevens Investment, the largest investment firm outside of Wall Street in the world. And they had this young attorney general that they wanted to make governor. His name ended up being Bill Clinton. And they wanted me to get him elected. And so I met he, and the first time I met Hillary, I had set up with a bunch of farmers from eastern Arkansas, a fundraiser, you know, a get-together. And in comes Hillary with moo-moo on, horn-rimmed glasses, dirty hair, hair under arms, didn't shave her legs, sandals, and cussed like a sailor.
Jiminy.
and carried a card that she proudly showed everybody that she was a member of the United States American Communist Party. It was from that meeting that I had to go and eventually figure a way to get them elected.
Well, now, let me stop you there just for a minute, Larry. At that particular point in time, what was your position? You know, you say you had to help get them elected. In what capacity were you? Were you some kind of a campaign organizer? Were you,
I had built up quite a name in the advertising business.
Okay.
I had done a lot of work in Nicaragua and other countries. And you had to have a business so that you could be gone for an extended period of time without people knowing where you were going.
I see.
And so I had a background in music. So I just set up, an advertising business. It just so happened I learned about it. I learned.
Okay.
And I learned also that in advertising and war were exactly the same. And it was that technology that I used and still use today. So when they came to me, I was Mr. Witt's fair haired boy. When he came to me, he said, well, now, how are we going to get them elected? And I said, well, first off, you're not ever going to make anybody like these people.
That's because of the moo-moo, the hair under the arms, the horn-rimmed glasses, and the cussing like a sailor, right?
Yeah, it did. As a matter of fact, we were at the Twin City Bank building and upstairs in their private restaurant, and he just stuck his big old cigar down in his iced tea, and he said, we paid you big money for this. I said, I'd say I wasn't going to get him elected. So we're not going to be able to make people like him. He said, well, then you better tell us then how you're going to pull this off. I said, well, a friend of my enemy is my friend. I said, we can't make people like the Clintons, but we can sure make people hate them. And for everybody that hates the Clintons, there's somebody that hates them. Now, that later became, when Dick Morse got on the team, he named that polarization. But that's what we did, and we got him elected. And it was about going out and offending people. And then people would get so offended, but there were people that hated those people that, well, if they hated Clinton, well, then they loved him.
Reverse psychology, huh?
Yeah. And kept him elected for years. Then I got a call. I guess it would have been in 85. It was during the time when Oliver North, Poindexter, and all of them were in the in the Iran-Contra hearings. And that caller ID, I should have turned it off, but I didn't.
I was going to say, yeah, where you're cutting out there, Larry. Go ahead.
So they called me, and a man named Adolfo Calero, who was the head of the Contras, the big gray-haired guy that was always with Reagan. And the Contras were getting pretty well beaten up. The media, everything was going bad. And since I had a background in war, and I had a background in marketing, I seemed to be the perfect person to go in there and try to turn that situation around. So I agreed to do it, went to Bill, and of course Bill loved to hear the stories of the battles. And so I went to Nicaragua. It was during my time in Nicaragua, Michael, that I was in the Bucan. That's the peninsula that sticks up from Nicaragua into Honduras, right across the Rio Coco, where the diamond mine was.
Okay.
And we attacked the diamond mine, and not to make the story long or gory, a little girl was killed in my arms. And I grabbed her, pulled her out of the field of fire, told her she'd be all right. Got her over on the other side of a log or a rock, I can't remember, and looked in her eyes and said, honey, you'll be okay. And then I looked down and her old bottom half had been blown off.
Oh, my.
And it just so happened that that little girl was about the age of my daughter. My daughter and Chelsea played together, and they were the same age. Well, I went nuts. It pushed me over the limit. So when I came home, my family decided that running around and playing war in different countries was not the thing for me to do anymore. And why didn't I go to Bill Clinton and get him to give me a cush job? So I go to Bill Clinton. Bill gives me this job. He said, I got the perfect job for you at a place called the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. I had never heard of it. Excuse me, which was really weird considering, you know, I had been around state government all my life. But I went there as marketing director. I hadn't been there 2 weeks until I found out that that was where Dan Lassiter, another one of our friends, with a guy named Barry Seal, was bringing in $100 million a month in cocaine, backhauling it off of planes that were shipping to the Contras, but on the way back, they would stop off in Panama or in Nicaragua, load up with cocaine, and then bring it into Arkansas.
Now, Larry, at what point in time was this? Was this about like 1980, what, 5, 86?
This would have been about 88.
1988. Okay, so 1988, I believe, right, that was right about the time when George H.W. Bush was going to shortly be sworn into office, or he was in office.
Well, if he was exactly at about, see, I told the Adolfo to go to Managua 1. As long as Reagan was president, whatever we were promised as Contras, we got.
Mm-hmm.
The minute Daddy Bush got elected, we were constantly lied to. And we were constantly being set up, constantly being ambushed. And so I went to Adolfo and Mario Calero and Enrique Bermudez, and I said, guys, let me tell you, this deal's over. Go to Managua 1. And that was the first meeting between the Sandinos and the Contras, where they agreed to some temporary ceasefire. And then, of course, there's Managua 2 and then Managua 3, where they agreed in eventually to voting. And when I found out about that, it was about the same time that Adolfo called me up at work. And he said that the Contras were being blamed for selling drugs to get weapons. He said, do you know anything about it? And I said, well, I know a little bit.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Larry. Let's hold that thought. The conference were being blamed. You knew a little bit about it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Larry Nichols, The Clinton Chronicles. Be back. We've got a whole lot more to cover, folks. And I will open up the phone lines at the top of the hour. So call your friends and neighbors. This is a great one here. All right, be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Larry Nichols, The Clinton Chronicles. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Larry, and as you were saying with the Contras, go ahead, continue.
Well, so he wanted me to check it out. Well, what I ended up finding out, and folks, I'm trying to make the long story as short as I can, that in fact and indeed, Dan Lanster, Bill Clinton's best friend, of course, we all knew Bill was into cocaine. And Roger, Bill Clinton's brother,
mm-hmm.
and Barry Seal
mm-hmm.
were bringing the cocaine in through Mena, Arkansas, and they were laundering the money through the state agency that I worked at.
ADVA. Now, let me ask you this, Larry. I've always said on my show that Bill Clinton, that we've been being tag-teamed by the Clintons and the Bushes for 20-some-odd years. Now, the reason why Bill Clinton was being protected and allowing this, and this is my assumption, and I want you to, you know, tell me whether I'm right or wrong here. He was being protected federally, and it was because of George H.W. Bush being in the presidency, wasn't it?
You know, Michael, I can't tell you anything I can't prove in a court of law.
Okay.
I can only tell you this. This is what was going on. And there I was. So I went public. Went public with Lassiter. I went public with Roger. Got him arrested. Put in jail. I went to Bill Clinton and told Bill that he had 2 weeks to tell the truth or I would.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my mistake. He said, oh, just calm down. You know, I'll take care of it. Well, on that way home from his office, I heard on the radio about the state employee that was really a Contra, that it was a, you know, a mercenary jungle fighter. And then week after week after week, the media roasted me. I mean, there'd be full-page stories, Michael, that, you know, I robbed two banks and killed 12 babies. Full-page stories for 3 weeks. 4 or 5 weeks later, there'd be a little one-inch column in the back of the paper saying, you know, wrong Larry.
Oh, my.
I went to Stevens thinking that they had the power to get him off of me. And it was then that I learned that Jack and Witch Stevens, my mentors, were the head of the Dixie Mafia. And that all this time I had been being bred for the mob. And life got tough. Now, I knew Bill Clinton was going to run for president. He was going to run in 88, but the Gary Hart thing scared him away. But I had written a plan, a system that was foolproof. And it kept getting Bill elected with all the stuff he kept getting caught doing. I mean, it was perfect. I knew he was going to run. And all I had to do was stay alive until he announced he was running for president. And then I thought the national media, because they had control of all local media, would swoop in here and everything would be told and I would be safe. I did not know at that time that Stevens had already taken control of the 50 major corporations that controlled at that time all the major media. Reporters would come in by the hundreds. This neighborhood would just be stacked up with trucks and cars. And they would take the story. And they would go back with a story they just could not believe, just the story of the century, only to get back and have their editors spike the story. And that's when I knew that it was over. My dad was dying. We had found out my dad was dying of lung cancer. And I had given up. Michael, I had given up. And January 16, 1989, I was sitting in the very chair I'm sitting in now. Just reached out on the floor and touched the floor and said, God, you know, buddy, I'm at the bottom. Ain't no place for me to go. He didn't burn any bushes. He didn't give me any inspiration. The next morning, however, I did wake up, and I knew something. And what I knew was to tell the truth, with a caveat. If I was going to tell the truth about the Clintons, I had to tell it about me. And I had to use my marketing skills. You know, nobody was going to believe Bill Clinton was involved in cocaine. Nobody was going to believe. But I know about the women. And because of the Gary Hart and all of that kind of stuff, That's when I broke the story about Jennifer Flowers, thinking that that would bring him down.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got to take a break, Larry. When we get back, we're going to explore Jennifer Flowers a little bit. No pun intended. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my special...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Larry Nichols, The Clinton Chronicles. And Larry, we were just going to get into Jennifer Flowers, so go ahead and continue. You got the floor, my friend.
Well, thank you. Everybody was coming, and I found a card in my mailbox from a guy named Stephen Edwards with a magazine called Star Magazine. And he said, "I think there's more to your story than is being told." So I told him the story, and I made a deal with him. I'm going to come out, and I'm going to tell my story. Then they're going to claim I'm lying about knowing about the women, because I had filed a lawsuit naming the women. And they're going to claim I'm lying, and then when they do that, then we'll two-punch them with Jennifer. And I can make Jennifer talk. We did. It worked. And it all broke loose. Well, you would think it was over. You would have thought everything worked out. But in fact, what happened, Bill Clinton was number 7 in New Hampshire. The publicity with the Jennifer Flowers story moved him into number 2, and he became known as the comeback kid.
Oh, my. Well, now, that had something to do with that 60-minute segment that came on where they tried to resurrect his campaign, didn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm 60 Minutes comes. They put me up at the Holiday Hotel during the Super Bowl halftime. They put Bill and Hillary in the studio. And that, by the way, those of you that don't remember, that's when she made the statement about she just doesn't stay home and bake cookies like Tammy Wynette. And here I am saying what I am, and then here's Steve Kloff in 60 Minutes saying he's lying. They're telling the truth. Well, so then I broke the story about Paula Jones. Well, here we went again. All over again. And then something started happening, Michael. I had people lined up to come tell the truth, to start talking. People had finally turned and saw that I was telling the truth. And I would get witnesses that I could take into court. But every day they would commit suicide.
Oh, my. And that's on this list I have in the back here of this, it's a list as long as my arm of these people who have coincidentally being affiliated with the Clintons have wound up suiciding themselves. Right.
I mean, yeah. Taking 30-inch full blank barrel shotguns, shooting themselves in the back of the head twice.
Oh, my. I mean, it's not funny, but
It got to the point where people were dying around here like you can't imagine. And the only thing that kept you alive was to come public. If you could come public quick enough, before they knew that you were coming public, you stood a chance of staying alive. And then a guy came to me, his name is John Hillier. He was later killed too. And he was a videographer. My dad was dying. I didn't want it anymore. I had done all I could do. And he said, well, can we at least record your story? So I went back to the same Holiday Inn, sat in a chair. They turned on the camera, and I did a thing called the Circle of Power, a video. You can get it on the internet. And my dad died 3 hours in my arms before I went over and made that video. But I went and made it, and I said, now, I've done it. You know, I've told my story. I'm through. Well, a few days or weeks pass, and I get a phone call. And it's somebody in Arkansas, and they said, man, we saw you on Jerry Falwell. Holy smokes. And I said, you saw me where? On Jerry Falwell. Well, it turned out that Pat Matriciano, Jeremiah Films, the people that picked up that video, made a deal with Falwell, and Falwell started selling it.
Oh, my.
Well, then they sold so many of them that they created enough money to do a better video, which y'all now know is the Clinton Chronicles. And, of course, that's where Filegate came from. That's where Whitewater came from. That's where the cattle futures thing came from. And it's interesting, I think, listeners, if they would go back on the internet and look up the Clinton Chronicles, in the circle of power. Now look at what I say, not others, because I'm only responsible for what I said. But look at what I said and look how it all came true.
Well, I'll tell you what, Larry, before you came on, matter of fact, I've got the Clinton Chronicles posted right on the bold-face front of my website, and I instructed the listening audience, if they haven't already seen it, to make sure that they go into my website and watch it when they have time, because I want the world to know, and I want them to spread it far and wide, because we've got this woman, Hillary Clinton, who's on the Democratic ticket, who may just be nominated for a run for president, and we've got to stop this, Larry. You know that.
Well, yeah, and Michael, you would think, and then eventually I broke the Monica Lewinsky story. Most all that stuff came from me. Finally, we got Clinton impeached. Had it not been for Arlen Specter, we would have had him prosecuted. You would think that people would remember those days. You would think.
Well, people have strong memories.
I warned people when George Bush won. Bible thumper. I said, folks, I know nothing about him, but you better not go to sleep. Well, of course, we went to sleep. And now, they're back. Back according to what we call the 86 plan. The plan we wrote out in 1986 for Bill Clinton to be president. Served two terms, wait out a term, and then Hillary served two terms. Hillary got buffaloed this last time against Bush. She should have run against him. But the war looked like it was going so good, she chickened out. She would have beat George Bush. But she's in it now. Now, I know. Y'all are sitting there and you're saying, well, she's in trouble. Obama's got her. Folks, y'all do not know the Clintons, and you do not know the system. I wrote a book. Put that on your site there, Michael.
Absolutely. What's the name of it?
The Genie's Out of the Bottle.
Okay.
And I laid out in that book exactly every strategy they use. And they always use them. They never change. They never change.
So let me ask you this, Larry. Is it your prediction that, of course, you know, the powers that be, the you know, people that are pulling the strings, you know, in your estimation, Obama right now is a front runner, and he's won a few of these primaries, and it looks like he's in the lead, but you think that Hillary Clinton's going to make this miraculous comeback, right?
Well, yeah. Part of the thing that you don't want to be if you're the Clintons, and we always did this. I mean, even when Bill Clinton was governor, we would make it look like he was the underdog. Because you don't want to be up there on top where everybody's taking shots at you.
Right.
So he's now the underdog. Now, there is a difference, so I'm going to tell you there's a difference. Bill, you know, I would spend hours and hours in TV studios teaching Bill to look into a camera and to lie, you know, to get the charisma.
Right.
Hillary thought it was all bunk. She's too smart. She thought the system we used was just a bunch of hocus pocus. Now, she may have made a mistake. First rule under our law, and see, in Arkansas, politics is a contact sport. The first rule is kill them early. All right? You understand that?
Yes.
Because if you take somebody that might be a problem, when they're little bitty and nobody knows who they are, you can get rid of them real easy. But if you leave them alone, they might grow, and they might become opposition. Hillary would be undefeatable. She's undefeatable. There is nothing, because one of the things that's in the book, The Genie's Out of the Bottle, is called 40-40-20. 40% of the people love you, no matter what you say or do, and 40% of the people hate you, no matter what you say or do, and 20% don't care. And there's 40% of the people that no matter what the Clintons have done, love them. But it's designed to fight conservatives. It's designed, we built a base of blacks, of queers, of liberals. It's not designed to fight a liberal. Now, here's where Hillary may be. Now, they'll still pull some tricks. Now, remember, you got those superdelegates. I mean, he can win all he wants to, but you got to remember who appointed the majority of most of those superdelegates. And they could go in there at any time and decide Hillary's the better one. Make a deal. John McCain, the reason John McCain is the Republican nominee, it's Bob Dole. See, in 94, if you'll remember, Michael, in 94, after all we had done to Bill Clinton, Whitewater, Watergate, Powergate, all Republicans had to do to beat long-standing Democrats was just morph their head into Bill Clinton. And they won. And that's how they got control of Congress, both houses. So if that happened, how on earth could Bill Clinton have won again the second term? One reason. You know who Bob Dole's campaign finance chairman was?
No, I don't.
Jack Stevens.
Oh, okay. The same Jack Stevens.
Yeah, so what they did is they ran him, the only guy in America. Howdy Doody could have beat Bill Clinton. The only one that couldn't was Bob Dole. The only one. There is no way after George Bush. Y'all listen to me. You better listen to me loud. Democrats are going to take Congress and the Senate. After what George Bush has done with the war in Iraq, the economy, and everything that's going on, one thing's for certain. It's not going to be a Republican president, and it's not going to be a Republican Congress. Now, you put Hillary Clinton in as president with a democratically controlled Congress, we're dead meat. See, Bill Clinton, Michael, he don't believe in nothing. He's an inch deep, a mile wide. Give him women and drugs, and he's happy.
Well,
Hillary,
go ahead.
Has a core belief. She believes some of this weird stuff. So we're going to get Hillary. Now, they may have made a mistake. If I were in their opposition research, if they hired me today, I'd say, well, Hillary, you were so damn smart. Now you got yourself in a pickle. There's nothing you can do. There is nothing you can say about Obama that's going to turn people against him. Well, he sold drugs. So what? He's created. He's a rock star status. He's got a younger vote. Hillary's going to have to play dirty ball. Don't worry. They will. Remember, they brought Maggie Williams back in. Remember, she was Vince Foster's secretary.
Well, you know, speaking of Vince Foster, that's a couple of other points I wanted to touch on with you before we get to the phone lines next hour. And, you know, on that Vince Foster subject for a moment, because I've heard pro and con on it. I've heard people have come on the air and said that he was murdered, and other people have come on the air and said that he, you know, it was a suicide. What's your take on that?
I do not. Now, I worked with the Star investigation. I mean, I did. I've got all of the reports. I've got everything. Everything Star had, they gave me. I do not know if he killed himself or somebody killed him. Can I tell you that? Can I prove it in a court of law? But I can prove and will prove if Hillary gets in the race. Because there is no statute of limitation on murder. I will prove beyond any shadow of any doubt he did not die in Fort Marcy Park where they said he did. He must, according to the autopsy report, the official autopsy report, just giving you one point, he walked over 200 yards on a
Hold that thought. We got to take a break, Gary. Right. We'll continue with Vince Foster when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Larry Nichols, the Clinton Chronicle.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
All All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Larry Nichols, The Clinton Chronicles. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. And, Larry, we're talking about Vince Foster, so go ahead and continue.
Well, he had walked, according to the official autopsy, 200 yards, 95-degree temperature, on a dirt trail. Yet he had not one microscopic speck of dust on his shoes, the sole of his shoes, his pants, legs, or anything. I have the actual Secret Service memo. Can't say how I got it, but I did enter it into the House of Congress, where they found him in his car, and according to where the Secret Service were notified by the park police, in his car in the parking lot in Fort Marcy Park. They moved that body, Michael, to get him into the park police jurisdiction, where they could control the park police, which is what the park police has done for years for senators and congressmen. Keeps them out of trouble. But we can do a whole show about that, and that's why if Hillary makes it through the primary, she'll not get to be president unless she does one or two things. Goes over me or through me. Because I have the records. I've got the documents. I've got the pictures. Now, that don't put me in a very good seat.
I was just going to say, I'm sure that they know that you do as well, yes?
They do, because I put it out everywhere. Remember, how do you stay alive? Be public.
That's right.
So, that's the story.
All right, now let me tell you what. I want you to touch the shredding of the documents at the Rose Law Firm. Was that affiliated with ADFA? Did it have to do with Vince Foster?
No. I actually had, when Vince died, Hillary was in California. She supposedly got on the plane, flew to Washington to be with Vince's wife. Well, I actually have the refuel receipt from Central Flying Service in Little Rock, Arkansas, where she landed in Little Rock, went to the Rose Law Firm, went to Vince's office, ransacked it. I took a reporter. Y'all think I'm lying? I give you names and dates, folks. I took a reporter, Jerry Sieper, from the Washington Times. And while we were there with me telling him they're shredding all documents of Vince's, two guys came down with two-wheeled dollies with boxes with Vince Foster's name on them, and they were taking them to shred them. Now, somebody you and I know stole those boxes.
And who would that be?
The one that ain't going to let her get to be president.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Larry. We got a top-of-the-hour break coming up. I'm going to open up the phone lines after the top of the hour. Now, there's a couple other things I want to touch on here. I'm sure the phone lines are going to load up, Larry. But I wanted to ask you real quick before the break. I'm supposed to ask you about Amy and Bill. Do you know who they are?
Amy and Bill.
I'm going to read you an email when I get back from the break. And I also have another little subject I'm going to touch on, and the phone lines will be open, folks, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with your questions for Larry Nichols. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, folks. Stick with us. We've got another hour to go here. It's going to get even better. Right back.